All right, Tears. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, well, you know, Tears, we're not supposed to cry when we get sick, right? You know, stiff upper lip, chin out, and all of that. Big boys don't cry. But Tears are back as a proper form of therapy, if you will, in certain instances. The Japanese rocked the medical world about 4 years ago when they published a study with patients with severe rheumatoid arthritis. They got a bunch of these patients and showed them severely wrenching pictures, which were emotionally unsettling, the kind of pictures that would just drive many people to tears just to view them. Now, what happened was really fascinating. Some of the rheumatoid patients did permit themselves to cry in response to these pictures, while roughly half of these rheumatoid patients could not let themselves cry. They followed these patients for a year, and as it turned out, the rheumatoid patients who permitted themselves to shed tears went into remission. Their joints got better. They consumed fewer pain pills, and they looked at the immune indicators in the blood of all of these patients. In the patients who could cry, the natural killer cells, the CD4, CD8 immune cells, all went in the right direction. Inflammation indicators in the blood took a nosedive.
That's remarkable.
Well, it is. Now, this is only one disease, but this area of research showing the value of tears, I think, is off and running. I predict that there are going to be an increasing number of illness entities where we're able to show the virtue of crying.
That is one of the strangest stories I've heard.
It's one of the best designed studies I know of. It's so crisp and clear, it's hard for skeptics to poke holes in it. And I adore that study, to tell you the truth. And I think that it just says something to parents. You know, instead of instructing our children to just sort of clam up and be emotionally grim and silent, we ought to be encouraging our kids that the proper thing is to let yourself cry. That's a lesson kids need to learn early.
And miracles? I would guess miracles, that subject matter for one of your chapters, would fit the same mode?
Yep. As far as I can see, miracles deserve a much greater place than we've given them. When I was in medical school, we were told that miracles just flat out don't happen. You can practice medicine all your life, and you're lucky if you see anything even approaching a miracle. But that way of looking at things, George, has been turned upside down. A couple of years ago, there was a national study of doctors of all major subspecialties which inquired about what they think about miracles. 75% of doctors who responded anonymously, and that's really important. You have to ask doctors this on the sly so they know that they won't be reported in terms of what they believe about this. But if you ask them anonymously, 3/4 say that they believe miracles occurred in the past. 3/4 say that they are certain that miracles still occur. And get this is a shocker. 55% of those doctors in America say that they have actually seen miracles occur in their own patients. You know, this is just not supposed to be what doctors think. But when you ask them anonymously, you get a different picture.